Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to District 1 Radio Spotlighting Top Toastmasters. I'm your host for tonight's broadcast, Roger Cota. I am the Spring Conference Chair of this fine event, along with being a past District Governor and distinguished Toastmaster, whom I hope will be joining us shortly, will be our guest for this evening, author and motivational speaker Dana Lamont. Dana is the author of 4 books, a worldwide speaker having made presentations from Asia to Africa and throughout the United States. And in 1992, he won the Toastmaster World Champion of Public Speaking and was awarded the designation of accredited speaker with Toastmasters International. He is going to be our keynote presenter at our District 1 Spring Conference, which will be taking place on Saturday, May 21st. At the Westin Los Angeles Airport Hotel. Dana, are you with us at this time? I got a message that he had not called in as yet, and so I hope we have somebody who's following up with him to make sure that he recalled to be able to be with us this evening. The Spring Conference is a very important meeting, as all conferences are. Among Dana Lamont being our keynote presenter, this is our opportunity at our business meeting to be electing our new leaders for the upcoming Toastmaster term, which begins on July 1st and goes through next June 30th of 2017. So it's very important for all presidents and vice presidents of education from each club to be present to be able to vote for your choice for to be a leader in the District 1. If you can't make it as a president or vice president of education, it's important for you to provide a proxy, somebody to come on your behalf and vote for the club for your choice of the people running for office. So make sure you do make it a point to be at our conference in the morning. The morning conference business meeting will start at 8:45 a.m., so it's important for you to be there and be registered no later than 8:30. We sooner, of course, if you can be there. To make sure we have a quorum so that we can proceed with the election and handle all of the district business that needs to take place. Along with that, in the morning, we also have the Table Topics Speech Contest Finals. So the 6 finalists from each division will be competing in the Table Topics Contest to determine the winner of our District 1 Table Topics Contest. Later on in the afternoon, we have our Hall of Fame luncheon. And during that time, besides having a fine lunch, we will be recognizing several people in our district, one of them being the Roy D. Graham recipients. These are people who have served in Toastmasters for a period of time after receiving their Distinguished Toastmaster Award and continue to provide great service and contribute to our district. So these people will be recognized with the Roy D. Graham Award. We also have a Lydia Boyd Award. This goes to one person who has shown exceptional leadership and been able to be a great role model for all of us during the time that they've been a Toastmaster here with District 1. So we'll be recognizing that person too. And we'll also be recognizing the new Distinguished Toastmasters, those that have earned their DTM designation. Several are getting their second DTM or more. So that's always very impressive to see that people are continuing to benefit from the program, continue to have input into their own growth and helping the growth of others, new members, and continue to join our organization. So that will be the Hall of Fame luncheon taking place during the time at the conference. And then in the afternoon, we have the International Speech Contest quarterfinals. This will be the six division winners who will be competing to go on to represent District 1 at the semifinals at the Toastmasters International Convention and the World Champion of Public Speaking semifinals that takes place there in August, mid-August. So it's a great opportunity to see some very fine speakers make their presentations. You really want to be at these conferences. They're really intended to be educational presentations to help members understand the workings of the district, what's going on with the operation in the district, with the business meeting and the like. It gives us an opportunity to learn about ways to enhance our speaking abilities. The Table Talkers Contest is a great educational forum for us to be able to observe the more proficient speakers, as I said in the introductions, to be able to hear how they handle a table topics question. Now, in this presentation of table topics, they're all going to answer the same question. So this is going to be a great way to compare and contrast the different styles in table topics. So it's a great way to learn how to handle a table topics question. And the same with the International Speech Contest. This gives us a wonderful way to be able to observe speakers who have really practiced and honed in on their speaking abilities and are presenting a speech of great quality that we can all learn from in terms of how to put together a real fine quality and essential type of speech. So the educational aspect of the conference is very important. In the Hall of Fame luncheon, we recognize our leaders in the organization. So it gives you a chance to see just who is involved with the organization in their presentation of their award. You will hear a little bit about their biography of what they've been doing to continue to give to the district and be able to have continuing growth and education for themselves and, again, as I said, for others. So even observing the people winning these leadership awards is a great way to see the potential that is there for all Toastmasters involved. I don't know that we have Dana Lamond with us this evening. Dana, are you there? No, or at least I'm not hearing him. So I'll have to see just what happened with that. In terms of being able to benefit from the conference, it's a really good idea for you to go to the division and the area contests which have been taking place because, again, you get to see the people in your immediate areas and divisions who are competing and being able to present with them their great abilities and being able to handle table topics and put together great speech presentations. Also gives you a leadership opportunity chance to get involved with the contest. There have been a couple of articles in the Toastmaster magazine that talks about being involved in the contest and how that really helps our growth, either by being a contestant and practicing a speech or being prepared for a table topics question to be able to enhance those skills, or helping as a leader, being part of the functionary team that helps put together these contests. There's a lot of roles that are available that can really help you get involved with other Toastmasters in your immediate area and in division. It gives you a chance to be able to have an opportunity to see just exactly what goes on with Toastmasters beyond your club level. And that's always good to see because sometimes we get a point of view just going to our clubs And we don't get a chance to really see how Toastmasters affects us on a larger scale. So this way you're able to be able to get involved with Toastmasters and see just other types of opportunities for you. When you're involved as a chair of one of the smaller aspects of the contest, gives you a chance to practice your leadership skill. In most cases, maybe you're the chair of a team, and you'll have several people that you'll be giving direction to, giving leadership to, setting goals for, and being able to help them to put on a really smooth running and fair contest for all the contestants. Gives you a chance to talk with other Toastmasters from other clubs. You can compare and contrast the kinds of things that go on in your various clubs and learn from them as a result of being able to interact with other Toastmasters. So I do encourage you to go to the contests that are taking place in your area or division, because it gives you a great way to see the picture beyond your club level and to learn by being involved in the club. Dana, I have a feeling we had a glitch in having you join us this evening, because it doesn't appear that we have you online. So at this point, I'm telling you the truth, I've kind of run out of material to drag this out. I don't know what else to do, except that I think at this point I'm going to perhaps sign off, because I have pretty much covered everything I have to say about the conference itself. And I do encourage you to attend the District 1 Spring Conference, which will take place on Saturday, May 21st, at the Westin LAX Hotel. It's a great event. It's $75 for the full day, and that gives you the full breakfast, the lunch, the involvement in the business meeting, hearing Dana Lamon, seeing the Table Topics contest, attending the Hall of Fame luncheon, and then in the afternoon, you get a chance to see the International Speech Contest and be able to hear our presenters and get the closing ceremony. Thanks for joining us this evening. We hope to see you at the conference.